This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton. Former U.S. President Donald Trump pleaded not guilty Tuesday in a New York state court to a 34-count indictment accusing him of falsifying business records linked to a 2016 hush money payment to a porn star. It's the first ever criminal case against a current or former U.S. leader. There was no live television broadcast, but a few photographers were allowed in to take still pictures before the proceeding began. Wearing his customary blue suit and red tie, the former president appeared somber, intent, and contemplative in one photo taken minutes after he took his seat. His lawyer sat on either side of him as armed courtroom security guards stood behind him. With more on the reaction to the president's not guilty plea, here's AP correspondent Julie Walker.
There were no loud cheers or boos from the crowd here waiting outside the Manhattan court where Donald Trump was charged with 34 counts of falsifying business records. The former president entered a not guilty plea during his arraignment, which lasted an hour. He walked out of the courtroom without commenting to reporters. Police cleared the street for him. The former president got into his motorcade without stopping for supporters who had stood out here for hours cheering his name and arguing with Trump opponents. Outside Manhattan Criminal Court, Julie Walker, New York.
Taliban officials in Afghanistan have informed the United Nations that they are banning women from working for the organization. This coming from the UN on Tuesday regarding the group's latest edit restricting the rights and movements of women in Afghanistan. The UN had expressed concern in recent months that this particular ban would come. Late last year, the Taliban banned Afghan women from working with domestic and international aid groups, and the UN feared that international organizations would be next. VOA News. Finland formally joined the NATO military alliance on Tuesday in a historic policy shift brought on by Russia's invasion of Ukraine, drawing a threat from Moscow of countermeasures. Reuters' Edward Baran reports.
Finland formally joined the NATO military alliance on Tuesday. The country's foreign minister completed the accession process at NATO headquarters in Brussels. The historic policy shift brought on by Russia's invasion of Ukraine quickly drew a threat from Moscow of, quote, countermeasures. Here's the Finnish defense minister, Antti Kaikkonen.
It is a big day for Finland, of course. And I'd say it's a win-win situation. It's good for NATO also. But our next goal is, of course, to get our good neighbor Sweden to the full membership.
Finland's accession roughly doubles the length of the border that NATO shares with Russia and bolsters its eastern flank as the war in Ukraine grinds on with no resolution in sight.
That's Reuters' Edward Baran reporting. Mexico's president said Tuesday he's written his Chinese counterpart, Xi Jinping, urging him to help control shipments of fentanyl as he fended off criticism in the United States that Mexico isn't doing enough to stop trafficking of the synthetic opioid. U.S. aid helped Ukraine clear and destroy more than 530 explosive remnants from its land last year, according to the U.S. State Department in a report on Tuesday. But it says Ukraine still has massive swaths of territory contaminated with landmines, unexploded ordnance, and improvised explosive devices as a result of Russia's invasion of that country. In Britain, King Charles III's wife has been officially identified as Queen Camilla for the first time. AP correspondent Norman Hall.
Buckingham Palace identified Camilla as Queen in the title listed on invitations for the monarch's May 6th coronation. Camilla, who until now has been described as Queen Consort, is given equal billing on the ornate medieval-style invitations that will be sent to more than 2,000 guests. The new title is another step in the remarkable transformation of a woman once derided as a homewrecker because of her role in the breakdown of Charles's marriage to the late Princess Diana. But Camilla has won over much of the British public with her warmth and down-to-earth humor since she married Charles in a civil ceremony in 2005. I'm Norman Hall.
In the United States, forecasters are warning of more severe weather and fire danger in the days ahead across much of the same region hit by storms last week. Fierce storms began Friday, spawned tornadoes in 11 states and traveled northeast through the south into the Midwest and the Northeast. Forecasters say more severe weather is forecast for Tuesday afternoon and evening. Marissa Melton, VOA News.